for 25 years, and you can make reservations one of three ways. Call 822-3637, 822-3637. You can make reservations through the free app. It's called Open Table, or you can check them out online and make reservations at their website, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And we are delighted to be joined by one of the great umpires in Major League Baseball history, Dave Phillips. How about your best exchange with a young Tony La Russa?
In Chicago, I had him play at second base, of which he was coming out to talk about. He was very slow, methodical manager, and the game was taking forever all the time. So he'd come out there, and I really didn't think the play was that close. So I said to him before he could even say anything, I said, Tony, I said, for God's sakes, I said, you know, if you keep managing the way you're managing, we're going to be out here, and you're going to have to start these games at 6:30 if you want to get on the news at 10 o'clock. I mean, we have 3-4 hour games every night with you. After the game, he knocks on the door, and he comes in, and he says, Dave, can I talk to you? I said, yeah. He's willing. He says, you kind of embarrassed me out there today. And I said, well, I didn't mean to embarrass you, Tony. I'm just telling you. I mean, it's for God. You've got to move the game along, and you're coming out and argue about everything.
It's only here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Hey there, this is Reed Lowe, former St. Louis Blue, talking to you today about one of the best things that's ever happened to me, mentality. The low testosterone treatment that's completely changed my life. About 3 years ago, I just felt like I was running out of energy all day long. Well, Cam Jansen, my good buddy, introduced me to this testosterone treatment, and it's been an absolute lifesaver. I feel great. My days are full of energy. Lost some weight. Everything's going real good. If you need some help, hit lowtusa.com. Get all your information you need. lowtusa.com.
Clevelon. Farrell. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 10th edition of Pinions Playhouse, my favorite hour of the show. Oh, except now tomorrow, the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman. You have legal questions, wondering about something? Do I need a lawyer? He's your guy. I'll be here in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. But welcome to the July 10th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, where Dave, I'm hoping, had some Window World representatives at his house today. According to his email, they were supposed to come today, and I'm sure he'll fill me in on how that went. Window World, stlouis.com. Let's do this.
Hey!
Well, at the control board, a different name. And no British accent.
Huh?
You ever been to Britain?
I have not.
Yeah? What's the farthest away you've ever been?
I've been up in Canada a couple times, but other than that, pretty much just coast to coast.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a man with coast to coast experience in some Canada, filling in for Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, is David Solomon. David, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone who is AM in the PM.
Well, and that's everyone listening. Because think about it. If they're listening, they're AM in the PM. Now we move, and let's see how this goes. Let's see how well Limey gave him instructions. Man who is still recuperating, and from what he says off the air, still has not mastered this whole jet lag thing. He's still not in sync, but he's working on it. And he's so unsure of himself that he thought, I better not drive. I may not be safe. So he didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... I don't think you do the applause there. But you nailed the eastbound and down. I was wondering if you'd get there.
Well, the audience was just getting excited, that's all.
Can I tell you something? Stop the music a second. Can I tell you something else you did better than Limey? And don't ever let him know this. When Kate Smith sang God Bless America, for some reason, Limey leaves a pause after she goes, God Bless America. And then she finishes... My home, sweet home. And then there's this lull. You.
Oh, he's British.
You.
He doesn't care about America.
Boom, right there with the Playhouse theme as soon as they were finishing the applause for Kate Smith. So good for you.
Thank you.
You actually did that better than Limey. Please, don't anybody email him, and I know they won't, and tell him that I said this.
I just texted him and told him.
I knew you would.
I did too.
Start to me. There we go. Let's see. Let's go down to the only person on the show who has his own separate room because nobody wants to sit with him. That, of course, behind the glass, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Now, see, now there's a little bit of a delay there.
Just when you went and complimented him.
I know. Always the way. Now, I'm going to do you a favor, David. I'm going to give you a chance to make sure nobody heard that. I'm going to let you edit that out. And we're going to do it.
Radio edit.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. There you go. There you go. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thank you to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. And it's never too late for a second opinion. Mark and Jason have over two decades of experience helping people with personalized retirement planning.
You think at some point if you wait too long, it'll be too late to get a second opinion?
No, no.
Okay.
No, it's never too late to get a second opinion. Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review or for their phone number and more, go to...
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
And when did you cook at Denny's overnight in the 80s?
1991.
David, you think you might have eaten at Denny's, you know, late at night in the early 90s?
I may have once or twice.
Was the food good?
No.
Okay, then you were in the right... Okay, then you were where this guy was.
Probably.
You happened to just hit the one where this next guy was a night cook. He was also a door-to-door knife salesman. He was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. How about that craft egg? That was a surprise. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. He was a roller skating rink DJ. David, you ever as a kid go roller skating?
Yeah.
Did you remember some guy that was... talking and
I always remember. I just wish they didn't have a DJ at the roller skating rink.
Well, that's because the one you heard was probably this guy, who is now our head of research, in charge of resetting our digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and something else. That's right. He's a private investigator, Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say a big hi and a big thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've been in business for 77 years, a third-generation family-owned business since 1942. If ever there was a time to get your air conditioning unit serviced or looked at or possibly replaced, today would be that day, or
you
certainly
bet.
This month. St. Louis Heating and Air Conditioning Specialist, Matheny Heating and Cooling. They take pride in installation high-efficiency heating and cooling systems, and they have great reviews on all the websites, including Google and Angie's List. Check them out online at MatheneyHeatCool.com or just give them a call, 314-727-9000.
All righty. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Love this guy. Bernice is in heaven. And I am still upset with the TSA people in Atlanta.
Taking your jam?
Taking that and taking, remember I told you guys, that Rat Boy was going to just be so happy when I took that big wheel of, that's right, and they confiscated my big old wheel of cheese.
They didn't do a cavity check?
No, they didn't. And Rat Boy, I'm so sorry. Another time, another place, another cheese farm will make it up to you. You hear that music? That's some fine polka music. And I have a little polka information for you, courtesy of one of our listeners. But I don't care where you go here, Germany, Czechoslovakia, Austria, it won't matter. You'll never hear it done better than the way it's done by these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is where you...
Where's the rest of the audience?
Crowd.
There they are. Well, you forgot to turn their mic on.
Yeah.
They're over there clapping, but nobody can hear them.
Yeah.
We're brought to you by Window World. I'll reread the email I read yesterday from Dave. He says, I want to let you know I followed your advice. Oh, he says, I bought a Braun Series 8 electric shaver. And I wrote Dave back. I said, man, you get the better one than I do. I got the Series 7. And he says, I also had a representative from Window World at my house today. Oh, that would have... So yesterday, they were there. Getting 8 new windows in 6 to 8 weeks. And, of course, I let them know I'm aiming the PMC. That's important. Thank you, Dave. Folks, you should always do that. It's such a big deal to us, and what keeps us on the air. You have to tell them you're AM and the PM. And I think you know the story of Window World. They've only been around about 15 years. And in a much shorter time than 15 years, I would say at about a dozen, they had taken the number one spot in replacement window sales in the United States. And the company that's number two isn't even a close number two. Now, how do you do that? How do you come along and in a dozen years just kick everybody else to the curb and have the public buying your window more than anybody else's? You do it a couple of ways. You do it with a quality window. You do it with a great price. That means that equals value. Great product, great price is what value means. And then you back it up and you make good on your claims about the quality with a good housekeeping seal of approval and a lifetime warranty. And then you get the best of the best, your own people, to put it in. You don't subcontract. You don't just grab a guy with a truck with a couple of buddies and go say, here, let's work out a deal where you go put in these Window World windows for us. No, it's their own people. It's a terrific company, terrific product, Window World. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Uh-oh, he's lost. Now, this is where...
Bill Cleveland. I've been to Reno.
Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Don't worry, we'll edit this. We'll edit this out.
No, not that one.
No. We'll edit this out.
Reno.
Apparently, you know, this is not David's fault. Limey didn't do a very good job.
No, Limey didn't.
Of prepping.
Radio edit.
Okay, I see what he's doing. There it is. There, he fixed it. Nobody heard it. Nobody heard it. It was edited out. Nobody heard it.
I still love his excuse that it's just, that's just David Solomon's way of inserting dramatic pauses into a show.
Well, let me tell you something, David. That is clever, because a lot of times I pretend to make a mistake, but I don't really make a mistake. And when it does, it lets you know whether or not people are paying attention.
Oh, exactly. That's what I learned from you. Everything is intentional.
Yes. Yes,
what a butt kisser.
Never forget that. Because it's true with me. It lets you know whether or not they're paying attention. Now, I said earlier that Bill had shared with me that he's still not quite back to, you know, our time zone. His body clock
I'm not either.
Not adjusted. Bill is brought to you by the same company I just told you about, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldStLouis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Bill Cleveland.
You got to turn the other mic on, David.
No. All the mics were on there.
Man. See, it only took me 2 days to get back in sync. Two nights sleep.
It's getting better.
And I was back.
It's getting better, but it's a little.
Where are we going?
A little difficult. So I just had a friend come back from Savannah, Georgia, and I thought that'd be a good one to talk about because I think, first of all, anyone been to Savannah, Georgia in the room?
No, but as a kid, I lived in Savannah, Tennessee. Just to let you know there's another Savannah.
Good story, Frank.
Thank you. But no, I've never been to Savannah, Georgia. In fact, the only places in Georgia I've been to Rome, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And Atlanta, Georgia. And if there's another place, I don't
know. Well, you would like Savannah. It's a really neat town. So the first thing that I would suggest to people to do it, when you get into town, is to take one of these trolley rides, or they have little tour bus types of things. And the reason you do that is because you're going to walk everywhere in Savannah, and you want to know where the heck you're going to go. And you get on one of these trolley deals, and they're, you know, like 15 bucks or whatever, and it'll take you, you know, an hour, hour and a half, and they'll take you all over. So that way, when you are walking, it's a very walkable town, you have your bearings, and you know where you're going, and it's going to help you tremendously. So there's 22 different squares. I don't know how much you know about Savannah or have heard about Savannah, but they're, it's broken up into these squares, and each one of them has, you know, fountains and statues and maybe some artwork or whatever. And they're all beautiful, but they're all a little bit different, and they're really, really neat. But there's 22 of them, and so you're going to walk a lot. So make sure you have comfortable shoes, because that's, you're going to feel it. It's you have to walk a lot. But it's totally worth it. You'll have a really good time if you're going to check it out. So a couple of interesting things about Savannah. First of all, I'm not a cemetery person, but people who like going to cemeteries and checking out cemeteries.
Yeah, who are those people?
Well, there's a lot of them. I'm not one of them, but there's some pretty cool ones if you like that sort of thing.
Awkward.
Somebody hit
radio edit.
He got pretty good at editing out his own mistakes automatically.
So. There are no open container laws in Savannah. So if
you drive around with a bottle of whiskey open?
Well, I don't know about driving. Well, I guess you could. It's like you can walk down the street and have alcohol in your cup or whatever it is.
Okay, hang on. You can't do that here? I'm serious. I didn't know that. You can't walk down the street here not driving with an open can of beer? I didn't know that.
I thought you could.
Oh, man. Now this is a little awkward. I just know that it's a big deal there. I'm not a drinker personally, so I just know that is a big thing that they promote a lot, that you can walk down the street and have an open
container. You can't do that anywhere in Canada. You cannot walk around with an open container.
Yeah, thanks. Good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. It's really just.
Do I need to research the facts of your segment again, Bill?
Yeah, try open container.
David, do you even want to come in tomorrow?
I mean, I might not. I might just let you all handle it.
I wouldn't blame you.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so my favorite part about Savannah is the Spanish moss everywhere. Do you know what that is?
No.
Really, like the trees? Like the no?
I mean, I know what moss is, regular
and
moss.
And I don't even know that it's technically moss. But it's, so every one of these squares, all 22 of these squares, have this beautiful Spanish moss. It's everywhere. I don't know exactly how to describe it, which is so horrible for this particular segment. Now that I thought you would know what Spanish moss was.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. This is horrible. Well, it's everywhere, let me tell you. It's like the it's like hanging down. It falls from the
vines or something or like
a little bit. Yeah, yeah. It's neat. This is not something you would do, Frank, but some people may. If you are a Girl Scout, the Juliet Gordon Lowe home is there. So it's the headquarters. Kind of the headquarters. It's where the birthplace of the Girl Scouts, and she was born there. A lot of people who are Girl Scouts, a lot of Girl Scouts, they go there, kind of a field trip type of thing.
Are you kidding me? People go to the home of the woman who started the Girl Scouts.
I am not making that up.
Why?
I wasn't a Girl Scout. That's actually why my friend went.
I was
with
a
her
Cub
daughter.
Scout, a Boy Scout. I don't give two hoots about going to the home of the guy that started the Cub Scouts. It's just a house.
I don't know who started the Cub Scouts. Let's see, a couple of other things. Forrest Gump was the big movie that was filmed there. Forrest Gump.
Oh. Yeah,
that's where, obviously he was up. And they have a bench. So that was one of the big scenes from that movie where you see Forrest Gump sitting on the little park bench.
And I forgot, who's he talking to? He's talking to
different people, though.
Someone waiting for the bus.
Okay, yeah. So no primary characters, just people.
Yes, and so he's there. And so if you've seen that movie, then you have seen Spanish Moss and you have seen Savannah, Georgia. Okay. And so that you'll be able to see kind of where that was all filmed. There's a little museum there. They claim to have that bench, but from what I understand, it's kind of a, I don't know if it's a fake or if it's one, you know, sometimes they do these props, they have more than one that's used in the film. But anyway, they, oh crap, I said anyway, I'm sorry. Self-policing.
Anyway.
Sorry, thank you. So Forrest Gump was filmed there, so maybe if you've watched that movie, you'll know a little bit about it. So they have, if you venture outside of downtown where all of the squares are that I mentioned, you might notice something. All of the front porches, or many of the front porches that people have, are painted, and that's to ward off evil spirits. That's a big deal in that part of the state. They have
what?
Yeah, they paint their front porches certain colors to ward off the evil spirits. And since nobody cares about this topic, I will just say that I do have some stuff on my website if you want to learn more. But I love Savannah. It's a really, really cool town.
I've never been in Savannah, Georgia, and I've never been in Savannah, Guthrie.
Oh, my goodness.
Which one would you rather be in?
Savannah, Guthrie. Even though I don't really like her.
Wow.
I would, you know.
Woo, man. Okay. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road. And on 590 The Fan.
This is taking a turn for the worst.
It really has.
No, it did that at 5 o'clock.
I think both
it did that at 3 o'clock.
I think both Savannahs have a lot of Spanish moss hanging down there.
Ah, see, that. I don't think.
Step too far.
You can't do that. Dan laughed. You can only do that if no one laughs.
Dan laughs at
Dan
everything.
Laughed and Bill
Dan
laughed.
Doesn't count.
Oh.
He laughs at anything.
Yeah. I didn't write down who sent me this email. Because there was no name. It was an email address, but no name. And I guess yesterday we were trying to figure out where polka music was. Germany or Austria? Well, here's an email I got. This is from, they sent me this from Polka Wikipedia. There's actually a Polka Wikipedia. The polka is originally a Czech dance. I know that.
Who's that email from?
Molly B.
No, this is from the website, Polka Wikipedia. It's the polka.
I know, but who's the email from?
He didn't put his name. It had an email address that wasn't a name, like Jigsaw 83.
The email address was Woodburn KY.
Well, I didn't know it was you, KY. I don't know, KY, you use KY? I didn't know that.
Because when AOL came out, all the Woodburns got email addresses. KY stands for Kentucky, where I used to live.
I didn't know that. Oh. I didn't pick up on that. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for the email.
That was for me.
The polka's a Czech dance, the genre of dance music familiar throughout Europe and the Americas. Originated in the middle of the 19th century in Bohemia, which is now part of the Czech Republic. And a big instrument in polka is, crank it up, is this, the accordion. Now, did you ever try to play an accordion? Do you ever watch anybody play?
Yeah.
That is one weird, hard instrument to play. Because you have to not only... Oh, yeah, open, close, and you have to do it in a way so it's constantly on air, and then you have to, there's a bunch of things where the left hand does the chords and the right hand does the, you know, piano-like notes. It's a bizarre thing, but I kind of like it because polka music is happy music, even though pretty much all polka music sounds like the same song.
It does.
To me. I mean, this could just as easily be, you know,
roll out the barrel.
Yeah. The heaven, there is no beer. I mean, it could all be the same. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bruce, for the accordion music. I've said this a few times over the years, the businesses to be in, if I could live my life over and I were to go in business, here are the businesses that can't miss where you will always make money. The baby business, the funeral business, and the wedding business, and I'll tell you why. People spend a fortune on babies, and it's usually grandma or grandpa. They see something, go, oh, Jimmy, I gotta get that. They don't care what it costs. They spend lots of money. So sell baby stuff. Get in the funeral business. I don't know any starving funeral directors. There's huge money in funerals because a lot of people want the best because this is the last thing they're going to be doing for grandpa. So let's get him the bronze casket with the gold handles. I've added, and of course the wedding business, but now I've added a business, the pet business. People don't seem to mind spending a fortune on pets. So you youngsters out there, there you go. I've given you four great ideas, businesses to get into if you want to make a really good living. Craftig Beer, as you heard Tim Woodburn say, is shutting down. That really surprises
me.
Because if you can't make it and your name is Bush in St. Louis, Missouri, good luck to any startup beers who think they're going to really do well. I don't know what other better credentials you'd have.
He tried to build a brewery and he kept running into roadblocks, I think, is the one big reason. I think he wanted to try to go big because he started exporting it to Texas and other places. And remember a couple years ago when he tried to announce that he was going to build the brewery at Grant, on the grounds of Grant's farm, and all, and his siblings got involved, and they ended up quashing that. And then he couldn't get permits out in St. Charles to build his brewery, and they kept roadblocking him there because he didn't have a right permit.
Where was it being brewed?
In St. Charles, but it was small. You know, he wanted to build a big brewery, and I think he just gave up. But isn't that amazing that he's already built enough beer, or he's already brewed enough beer that they says they have enough inventory to keep selling it to anybody who wants to drink it through September of next year.
But if he still adheres to the standards of Anheuser-Busch, they have the born on date. That beer wouldn't be beer they'd want to sell.
Right.
Because to the real beer purist, it's too old. Me, a beer can be 2 years old as long as it's kept cold. I don't know. I would know the difference.
You and I were talking off the air. There's a restaurant right down the street that you and I have visited, and they've got 32 beer taps there, and none of them are craft egg. It's like, it's hard. There's so many microbreweries and other breweries.
Survive.
I don't either.
And not to mention, I would see it places too where craft egg, they may view themselves as a mainstream beer, but oftentimes they were priced like a premium beer.
Well, remember American Patriot?
Yes.
I'm not a beer drinker. I thought that was a very good beer. They had a light, and I tried it. John Beale, the roofing guy, that was his project, and that went belly up.
It had a sweet taste too.
Which I have to have because I'm not a real beer drinker, and it has to not be bitter, not have an aftertaste. I thought it was really, really good, and I love the logo. I love the whole American Patriot idea. I think two things happened there, and these are just my own speculation. I think one, I don't think Mr. Beale had any idea how expensive it was to market. I think he had the money for packaging and the money for brewing and distribution. But then you have to market. You have to spend a lot of money telling people about your beer and remind them what it is. Look, if Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser still has to advertise and everybody knows what it is, and Coca-Cola still has to, you absolutely have to advertise, and big if you're the new guy. And the other thing that I think happened, I think he made a mistake by letting people know that he was behind the beer. Only because he's known as a roofer. He's not known as a beer baron. And when you go, hey, I'm the roofer and I've got a beer, I don't think that helped. And again, that's not taken away from whether or not the beer was any good. I gave my mother-in-law some. She's a beer drinker. She loved it. But I think he had no idea. It's very much like this place. I don't think the guy that owns this station, when he bought it, had any idea what it would take to run a radio station. And I think that's part of what happened with the American Patriot beer. Rip Torn is dead at the age of
88.
No, not Rip One.
Rip Torn. I misheard you.
At the age of 88. And if you think you don't know who Rip Torn is, and by the way, for anybody who thinks, ooh, that's a weird name, who'd name their kid Rip Torn? Like, it's ripped and it's torn. His real name was Elmore Rual Torn Jr.
Wow.
But the nickname was Rip because of Torn. And if you may think you don't know who he is, but you do. Trust me, you've seen him.
He's in the first Men in Black movie, he was like the head guy with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. Rip Torn was in that.
The dramatic pause,
Dan.
Frank.
Thank you, Dan. I was about to say dramatic that he was in Men in Black.
And Larry Sanders.
Oh, yeah. And then I was going to say he was the main player in the Larry Sanders Show. He was the producer of the Larry Sanders Show. But Dan already said that. So I don't have to say it now. Died at his home in Lakeville, Connecticut. And I think one of those guys who was still working up to relatively recently, and I never would have guessed he was 88 years old. From the last few things I had seen him in, I just never would have thought he was that old. So Rip Torn, dead at 88. By the way, 80 movies he was in. 80 feature films Rip Torn was in. And then all kinds of other stuff, and he got a bunch of awards, even comedy awards. There's not much more to say. But the other guy I'm wondering about is Gene Hackman. I'm guessing Gene Hackman is just really old and been out of the business for quite a while.
I thought he was dead. He's still alive?
I think he's still alive.
Yeah, I think Gene, yeah.
He's in his 80s, though.
Yeah. Now, I'm ashamed that St. Louis is part of this town's name. St. Louis Park, Minnesota. The city council in St. Louis Park, Minnesota has decided that they will no longer recite the Pledge of Allegiance. This is a town of 50,000 people. It's just west of downtown Minneapolis. They voted unanimously, this is the part that makes me sick, unanimously last week to drop the pledge in order to, quote, get ready, create a more welcoming environment to a diverse community. What?
Because some of them aren't citizens, and so they're offended that they're pledging allegiance to a flag that they're not citizens.
All right, here's my question. Why is nobody afraid of defending us, defending the rest of the citizenry? Folks, if I lived in St. Louis Park, I would gather as many people as I could and storm the city council and go, what's the matter with you? We're in big trouble here. There's some terrible things happening in this country. We can't say the pledge to the flag of city council because what? A Muslim somewhere decided, well, that's offensive to me. Too bad. What's offensive to me is that we can't say the pledge to our own flag. You know what's going to happen here? We're not going to be able to fly the American flag. You think I'm kidding? We won't be able to fly the flag in public or wear anything patriotic. You watch. It's coming because we're letting it come. What is wrong with this country? Brother, too bad. St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Don't go there. Don't give them any tourism money. You know what tree man syndrome is? Anybody know what this is? You ever see those pictures? There's one guy in Bangladesh. There was a guy in Gaza, and their hands look like tree roots.
Yes.
It's the most horrible-looking thing. They look like tree bark and roots, and they're hard and gnarly, and they can't do anything about it. In fact, there's a guy in Bangladesh. He has begged surgeons to amputate his hands because it's so painful. I've seen pictures of this tree man syndrome. It's horrible. But there's a guy in Gaza. He's 44. They've been working on his hands for about 4 years, and it looks like maybe after multiple surgeries, they got it under control. And for the first time in a long time, he can actually use his hands and pick things up. Folks, go online. Don't eat before you do it, but just go look up tree man syndrome photos. It's pitiful that somebody has to live like this with hands that look like tree roots with bark on them. But it looks like maybe, and there aren't many people that have it, but finally, this guy can have a normal life. And as much as the other guy has begged, they still won't cut his hands off. They won't amputate his hands. And I don't know why. If he's in that much pain and he's willing to do that, I can't imagine why some surgeon. And I don't know what the
rule is. Is it a religious thing, maybe?
Well, I don't know. But I don't think in this country you can just go to a doctor and go, hey, doc, cut my legs off. They won't do it. So I don't know. I don't know what will happen with him. All right, here's another thing in the pussification of America. There's some shoppers that have gotten on Twitter and some other social media platforms, and they want you to boycott Home Depot because one of its founders will be backing Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. Here's what's wrong with this. One, boycotts almost never work. And what they do is it comes back to bite them because now there'll be people who will go to Home Depot because these people have said boycott it. So for you boycott people, you're stupid. Because all the conservatives, when they see that you're trying to do this to Home Depot, they'll flock to Home Depot. So you just gave Home Depot a whole lot of business. Again, in this country, why anymore do you not have the right to support somebody? If the founder or co-founder of Home Depot wants to support Trump, he has every right to do it, just like people have every right to hate Trump and not support him. And now you're supposed to boycott the guy's business because you don't like the way he thinks. We're going the wrong direction. I'm going to give Mike Evans plenty of time today. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've told this joke for 25, 30 years. It's absolutely one of my favorite jokes. It used to be a Pollock joke. Now it's an FM DJ joke because you can't tell Pollock jokes anymore, except the one I told about 3 weeks ago.
Why can't you tell Pollock jokes anymore? Because you can't say the word Pollock?
You're not supposed to say Pollock.
Oh.
So an FM DJ is at the zoo, St. Louis Zoo. What do you call the director of the zoo, by the way? Whoever's the head of the zoo. What do you
zoo
call
director.
Him? Okay, zoo director. He's at the zoo. He's at the ape house or whatever it's called, and he's looking at a gorilla, and the gorilla's looking at him, and they're nose-to-nose with glass between them. And the gorilla seems to kind of be taking to this FM DJ. And the FM DJ has a tap on the shoulder, and it's one of the zoo workers. They said, would you mind coming with me to the main office? The zoo director wants to talk to you. And the FM DJ says, did I do something wrong? He said, no, please come with me. So they take the FM DJ into an office at the zoo, and there's the director and some of the head honchos, and they say, here's the deal. We saw you sort of interacting with that gorilla. The gorilla seemed to like you. He said, well, I like that gorilla, too. And they said, oh, let's cut to the chase. That's a very rare gorilla. It's a female gorilla, and that species is almost extinct. We're trying to mate that gorilla. That gorilla will have nothing to do with any male gorilla we've put in there, but she seemed to like you. And the FM DJ says, what are you saying? The zoo director said, now hear me out. What we're saying is this. We want to know if you'd be interested in having sexual intercourse, mating with that female gorilla. And before you answer, we're talking about $2,000. How does that sound to you? And the FM DJ says, can I have a day to think about it? And the zoo director said, absolutely. They can't believe he's even considering this. He said, remember, $2,000. Come back tomorrow. He said, I'll be back. So he comes back, goes in the main office again, and they're all seated at the table. And the FM DJ says, you know what? I'm going to go for this, but I have three conditions. The zoo director said, name it. He says, I will not kiss the female gorilla on the lips. Those gorilla lips freak me out, and I'm not kissing her on the lips. They said, okay, no problem. He said, second condition, nobody can know that I did this. This has to be top secret. If there's some offspring, some like half human, half monkey thing as a result of my getting it on with that gorilla, no one can know that I'm the father. They said, no problem, we will sign a confidentiality agreement. What's the third condition? He said, well, the third condition is I need 30 days to come up with the $2,000.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tori Lyon.
Traffic is sponsored by Little Caesars. Stop by tonight for an extra most bestest stuffed crust pizza. Accident westbound 70 past Jennings Station. You're slow westbound 370 approaching Earth City Expressway. Eastbound 270 stop and go. McDonald's and new floors, and that's actually thinning quickly. Slow eastbound 64 through 170 and then into the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64 backing up Kings Highway to Big Bend. Little Caesars extra most bestest stuffed crust pepperoni pizzas here with 3 feet of cheese in the crust. It's only $9 at Little Caesars, plus tax where applicable, available at participating locations. Length of cheese measured before cooking. I'm Tori Lyons, reported for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
This is Larry Connors. My program will engage your mind, maybe trigger your anger, maybe tug at your heart. Larry Connors, USA. It's like no other talk show program on 590 The Fan, 9 to 11, Monday through Friday nights. 9 to 11, Monday through Friday nights.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hey there, this is Reed Lowe, former St. Louis Blue, talking to you today about one of the best things that's ever happened to me, mentality. The low testosterone treatment that's completely changed my life. About 3 years ago, I just felt like I was running out of energy all day long. Well, Cam Jansen, my good buddy, introduced me to this testosterone treatment, and it's been an absolute lifesaver. I feel great. My days are full of energy. Lost some weight. Everything's going real good. If you need some help, hit lowtusa.com. Get all your information you need. Lowtusa.com.
Let me go home and start
go down to Dallas, Texas, and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Folks, if you've never been to Annie Gunn's, I know there are a lot of great restaurants around, and even Tom Sainert, the proprietor, the owner of Annie Gunn's, would agree. There are a lot of great restaurants, but I don't think there's one better than Annie Gunn's. So please remember that you need reservations, because if you get in without reservations in the evening, you're one of the lucky one out of every thousand that tries it. I would even recommend reservations for lunch. And when you go, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You will be so glad you found that place. They're both closed only on Monday. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards are always a good idea any time of year, and they sell thousands every year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. Limey is taking a three-day vacation down in the Panhandle, where it's nothing but storms and tornadoes. In his place, good timing, Limey, in his place, Mike, David Solomon, David, Mike Evans, Mike, David.
Oh, great working with you again, Mike.
Nice to talk to you again. I'm going to the Panhandle next week.
Well, you'll miss it, but right now it looks nasty down there.
Yeah, it does. It does. All right, Dan. Here you go. Today's pop quiz question. These are the four most evil stars, according to Rebel Circus Magazine and Hollywood Crime Trackers. They did not include O.J. Simpson, probably because that was just too easy. These are the most four evil, but which one is the worst? Boxing promoter Don King, R. Kelly, Rick James, Chris Brown. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. Friends say Justin Bieber and his wife Haley are trying to get pregnant.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's so beautiful, Franco. That's so beautiful. It really is. Ariana Grande says that her much-publicized, however brief, relationship with Saturday Night Live, the goofy Pete Davidson, she admits now it was a sham, nothing to it, publicity grab, and she played him like a fiddle.
Ooh.
Great book for you to read this summer, Seven Longest Yards. It's a true story of Chris Norton, who was made a quadriplegic after a football injury, given only a 3% chance of ever having feeling below his neck. However,
and there's always a however in life.
He walked the seven longest yards down the aisle when he got married, adopted kids, and had a great life living a great life through spiritual belief.
Right.
It's really a great book, Seven Longest Yards.
Okay.
Little history lesson for you today, honey. Today, New York City ticker tape parade for the women's soccer team was number 179 ticker tape parade. The first one was back in 1928. It was for Dr. Hugo Eckener and his crew, who piloted the first airship that took people from the United States to Europe. Of course, the airship was the Zeppelin, which exploded and killed 35 people 9 years later. No parade for that.
Now, what? I thought that was the Hindenburg. Were there
Zeppelin
two explosions?
I think the Zeppelin also blew up, too, did it?
You got me there. I knew about the Hindenburg, but I... And by the way, if you go across the ocean in a balloon, how long must that take?
Yeah, it must got to take a long time. Yeah. 6 miles an hour? Come on, man.
Yeah.
It is true. It is true. That several of the members of the women's soccer team did not want to turn down the invitation to the White House, but it was only because of their captain basically demanding it that they decided to go ahead and pass on.
That blue haired chick.
So they're going out instead of going to the White House. Now they're going to Congress.
To the AOC and those clowns. Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Setting the record straight, in case you've read this in some of these tabloids rather than listen to me, let's get the record straight. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are not getting married at the Vatican. They are getting married in Miami, where both of them call home for the last 20 years. George Clooney and his wife Amal are not expecting twins. Fact is, she's not even pregnant. It is a true story that Angelina Jolie is now sworn to celibacy, but Brad Pitt has quietly been dating a lot of different women. So what's going on? Major League Baseball and the Players Association pointing fingers at each other with all these home runs, longer distance hit home runs than in the last few years. Major League Baseball says they'll probably drug test some players to make sure they worry that some players are doping again. Major League Baseball says, wait a minute, the Players Association says, wait a minute, Major League Baseball bought the Rawlings Baseball Company. Major League Baseball is now making the baseball. They say they're juicing the baseball to make the home runs go further because it creates more excitement. I don't really, you know, I'll watch for the playoffs and the World Series, but here's the bottom line. All I care about is 21 days from today, the Hall of Fame game, NFL football's back, Denver versus Atlanta.
Well, first of all, when they say, yeah, but it makes the game more exciting, well, okay, then let's do all kinds of goofy, illegal stuff. That'll all make the game more exciting, too. That's kind of ridiculous.
It is. You got to throw the record book out the record out the window. Is it true? The IRS and the Security Exchange Commission investigating Leonardo DiCaprio, something involving from the movie Wolf of Wall Street, money laundering, tax laws. The financier of that movie already has been indicted. A lot of celebrities getting... how much time do I got, by the way?
You have a minute and a half.
A lot of celebrities, of course, getting, you know, nip tucks. But I got to tell you, Michelle Obama was gone for a few months, didn't see much of her. Now she's back. I think she had a nose job. She now has the cutest little nose.
Like a little Michael Jackson nose?
Yeah, yeah. I think Michelle Obama had a
but
nose job.
It stays on. It doesn't fall off.
I'm sorry.
Not detachable.
Dan interrupted you.
No, sorry.
Fall off. Rip Torn, 88 years old, died. I kind of liked him.
I like him.
You know, he also played LBJ, Ulysses S. Grant, and Richard Nixon in movies.
And he was really good at being that, not the most evil guy in the world, but just that sinister evil. You knew he was bad. You know, he was really good at that.
Absolutely. And finally.
Oh, David, just a little slow. It's okay. It's your first day for a while. You're 30 seconds, so. Yeah, thank you, David.
Who's the most evil? Don King, R. Kelly, Rick James, Chris Brown.
David, what do you think? Which one?
I'm going to go Chris Brown.
Don King.
I'll say Don King.
I'll also say Don King.
Chris Brown, number 4, charged with beating women. Number 3, Rick James, convicted with his girlfriend of kidnapping, sexually molesting a woman for days. R. Kelly, charged with many sexual assaults. Number 1, Don King, who beat a man to death while running the numbers racket in Cleveland. A sidebar, while doing 10 to 25 years for manslaughter in prison, King met Muhammad Ali, who was visiting prisoners. King said to Ali, "You should let a black man promote your fights." And Ali says, "If you get out of prison, you can promote my fights." And now you know the rest of the story. Mike Evans, see ya.
You know, remember my interview with Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, I do.
I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest fighter of all time. Whoop son, listen, whoop Joe Frazier. I'm the greatest.
Wow.
I interviewed him before the Parkinson's thing. I'll never forget that. Hey, David, great job. Not great. Good job. And maybe tomorrow will be great. But good. Hey, good. Don't look at me like that. Good job is good. That's good. You did a good job.
My pleasure, and I can't wait for tomorrow.
My pleasure.
Tomorrow you're going to be working at Chick-fil-A. That's what they say. Hey, thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great... what is this? Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Okay. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
My only friend, Ian.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but
I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Ken, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Now,
Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal advance to the semifinals at Wimbledon. They'll face each other on Friday morning. They've gone head-to-head there three times, all in finals from 2006 to 2008. Number one, Novak Djokovic, the defending champ, also advanced today. Serena Williams plays her semifinal tomorrow. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George officially signed with the Clippers for 2 years plus a player option, according to The Athletic. The 76ers finalized their deal with Al Horford. Online car shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car. So visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. The NCAA charged North Carolina State with major violations in its basketball program. The Dodgers activated shortstop Corey Seager, who is out with a bad hamstring. Major League Baseball is still on all-star break and just one game tomorrow night. I'm Steve.